正规正传罗马书
Come to Romans 13
打开第十三章
13
罗马书第十三章
Romans chapter 13
我要读第一第二节
I'm going to read verses 1 and 2
翻到了大家一同开始来读
And we have to read together
罗马书第十三章
Romans chapter 13
我们读第一第二节
Verses 1 and 2
在上有权柄的人人当顺服他因为没有权柄不是出于上帝凡掌权的都是上帝所命所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒上帝的命抗拒的必自取刑罚好注意在上有权柄的
And he who holds authority says
人人当顺服他
Everyone must submit to him
因为没有权柄不是出于上帝
For there is no authority except that which is God has established
凡掌权的
The authority
都是上帝所命的
that exists have been established by God.
抗拒就是抗拒上帝的命。
So he who rebels against authority is rebelling against God.
第四节
and verse 4,
因为他是上帝的用人
for he is God's servant.
第四节最后一句
and also the last part of it.
他是上帝的用人
he is a servant of God.
我们低头祷告
let's pray.
感谢上帝你再一次把我们带到这里给我们思想给我们深入思考给我们可以明白你为我们安排在地上各样的次序好像我们知道我们的身份更知道我们的责任求你赐福用你的灵引导我们的理性使我们归回你所启示的真理好像我们借着上头来的智慧有知识怎样在地永生一人你听我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你
阿们
从来没有一本圣经从来没有一本宗教的经典
There's no single religious book
像基督教这本圣经
Like the Christian's Bible
这样清楚地提到各方面人当尽的责任
So clearly it mentions a very aspect where my man has done the duty
旧约39卷
And the 39 books of the Old Testament.
27卷,
and 27 books of the New Testament.
66本书,
and 66 books in the Bible.
隐藏着同样的道理,
it is contained the same truth.
前后一致,
and also it's consistent.
贯彻始终,
and so in unity.
是一点没有矛盾,
it never contradicts.
关于人在神面前,
that before man, to God,
政府面前,
and before the government,
人在师长面前,
that man before the teacher,
人在父母面前,
the man before the parents,
人在朋友面前,
the man before the friends,
人在亲人面前,
the man before relatives,
人在社会的面前,
the man before the society,
应当过怎样的生活?
What kind of life we should conduct?
这个前后一致贯彻始终的真理。
So it is consistent as well in unity.
只有根据一个原则。
It is only one principle.
这个原则就是神是真理的源头。
And that principle is that God is a source of truth.
神所赐下的命令是不可能矛盾冲突。
So the command that God has given will never contradict.
所有的真理是从神而来的。
Because all truth comes from God.
所以真理既然由神而来。
So since truth comes from God.
神而来的这部分的真理跟从神而来的那一部分其他的真理。
So this part of truth that comes from God and that part of truth that comes from God also
绝对不可能矛盾冲突。
There will never be in contradiction.
因为神是唯一真理的源头。
Because God is the only source of truth.
神是主体性真理的位格。
God is the person of subjectivity of truth.
所以神负责把各样的道赐给我们的时候。
So God is responsible when he gives all truth to us.
是从道的总源头。
It is coming from the source of truth.
就是源道。
And also that original truth,
永恒之道
the eternal truth,
那不改变之道
the eternal word, that never changes,
包罗万象的道
the eternal truth that contains everything,
所赐下来
it is given from there.
所以当我们看到这罗马书第十三章的时候
So when you read Romans chapter 13,
你看见这些圣经归纳了其他各部门有关于圣经所提政府的事情
So this also verse actually try to make a summary of all the other verses that mention about the government,
成为一个对政权 总原则的认知
become the knowledge to the understanding of principle of the government.
基督徒是谁的呢？
As a Christian, who do we belong to?
我们属于上帝。
We belong to God.
基督徒为什么属于上帝？
As Christian, why do we belong to God?
我们曾经经过两件神的工作而属于上帝。
Because we have gone through two events whereby by that we belong to God.
第一种的工作
the first work,
是因为神的创造所以我们属于上帝
Because of God's creation, and that's why we belong to God.
这叫做自然联属
And that's called the natural link.
这个叫做 natural belonging.
Natural belonging.
我们因为自然被神所造
It is because in nature we are created by God.
神创造万有，最后创造的人
When God created everything, the last He created was man.
在创造之功里面
So in the word creation.
在创造之恩里面
And also in the grace of creation.
我们的大自然界中
In the nature.
In 万有是他所造，我们更是他所造
Because everything is created by God, and all the more we are created by Him.
所以我们属于上帝
And that's why we belong to God.
我们不单在这一层里面有份
No, in this level we have a share.
我们在第二层次里面有份
In the second level aspect, we also have the share.
也是我们因上帝的救赎而属于上帝
Because of the salvation of God, we belong to God.
这个叫做超自然的联属
That's called supernatural belonging.
我们自然方面因为造而属于神
In the natural belonging, because we are created, and that's why we belong to
Him. 神所造的
Then created by God.
都是神掌权
And that's why all are controlled by Him.
神所造的
Created by God,
都属于耶和华
All things belong then to Him.
所以诗篇第二十四篇第一节告诉我们
That's why Psalm 24 verse 1 says,
地
earth,
以其上所有的
and all things upon it,
都属于耶和华
belongs to Jehovah.
这个是第一个层次
That's the first level.
自然联属
natural belonging.
因被造而联属
because we are created and that's why we belong.
创造之恩里面属于上帝
So in the grace of creation, then we belong to God.
第二个层次是什么
and the second level,
因救赎属于上帝
Because of salvation, we now belong to God.
上帝差遣他的儿子
Because God has sent His Son.
作为世人的救主
To be the Savior of all mankind.
基督借着死与复活成就了福音
And Christ to death and resurrection accomplished the salvation.
这福音本是上帝的大能
And this gospel actually is the power of God.
拯救一切相信的人
To save all those who believe.
所以这些被福音所救赎的人
And these people who have been saved by the grace.
因为信耶稣得着新生命的人
Because they believe in Christ Jesus, they have a new life.
他们就成为新造的人
They become a new creation.
这就是以弗所书第二章第十节所讲的话
And that's what's being depicted in Ephesians 2 verse 10.
我们原是他的工作
We are His masterpiece.
在基督里面造成的
And created in Christ.
为了行他为我们预备要行各样的善事
So they will do all the good work He has prepared for us to do.
基督徒属于上帝
So we as Christians belong to God.
不是在第一个层次里面而已
Not only in the first level.
我们进到第二个层次里面
But we enter in the second level.
我在自然界里面
I in the nature.
因神创造所以我属于他
Because God's creation and that's why I belong to Him.
我在超自然界里面
But in the supernatural realm.
因神的救赎我更属于他
Because God's salvation that all the more I belong to Him.
因为上帝创造上帝是我的创造主
Because God has created God is my creator
我因为上帝的基督的救赎
Because God in Christ salvation
上帝面前他是我的救赎主
And before Christ Jesus he is my savior
这样我们就有两种属于神的这个地位
So there are two positions whereby we belong to God
是自然的联属
The natural belonging
使我们与非基督徒等量齐观
So we are equal with the non-Christians
没有分别
No difference
非基督徒比我健康
Non-Christians is more healthy than
myself 或者我比非基督徒健康
I am healthier than they are
没有分别
There's no difference
非基督徒功课比我好
Non-Christian is better in the work
或者我读书功课比他好
Or I study and I better than they do
没有分别
No difference
非基督徒赚钱多
And also Christian will make more money
或者我做生意比他更多赚钱
Or I make more money equivalent to them
没有分别
No difference
在这一件事情上
In this event
上帝没有给基督徒特权
God did not give a special privilege to the Christian
基督徒可能比非基督徒更多咳嗽
So this Christian probably cough more as compared to non-Christian
基督徒可能比非基督徒更多生意失本
And also maybe they lose more in the business
基督徒可能比非基督徒长得更丑陋
And maybe you will look more ugly as compared to non-Christian
自然联属的这一方面
In this natural belongingness
既然有普遍之恩
Because there's a common grace
所以我们没有特权
There's no privilege for us
我们没有什么不同
nothing different.
但是救赎的恩典里面
But upon the salvific grace,
信子的人有永生
He who believes the Son has eternal life
不信子的人不得做永生
He who doesn't believe do not have the eternal life
上帝的震怒藏在他的身上
And God's wrath is upon them
这样我们在第二种连续的里面
So then in the second belonging
我们领受了神超自然的恩典
We receive supernatural grace of God
赦罪的恩典
The God of the grace of forgiveness
得救的恩典
And the grace of salvation
有新生命的恩典
And a grace of new life
所以这个叫做救赎之恩
This is called the redemptive grace
归正神学把上帝的恩典分成两个部门
And reformed theology divide the grace of God into two areas
一个部门叫做普遍之恩
The first called common grace
Common grace第二个叫做救赎之恩
The second is called redemptive grace
Saving grace
Saving grace
那这样基督徒就有了两重的地位
Then this Christian has two different positions
一个地位就是在世上与别人同等的地位
One upon the world we are equal with all non-Christians
这是几十年暂时的人生生活我们所有的地位
Even for decades when we live in the world This is a position that we enjoy
第二种的地位
And the second position
世界和其上的情欲都过去的时候
That which when all things in the world Even including lust has passed away
我们因为遵行上帝的旨意就永远长存
Because we become the jewel of the word of God We live eternally
这个地位是很高尚的地位
And this position is very noble
这个地位是永恒的地位
It's an eternal position
是尊贵的荣耀的地位
It is very Honor, dignified position.
就达到了上帝原先创造人的目的。
So then, it fulfills the purpose that God originally has created man.
诗篇第八篇告诉我们。
In Psalm chapter 8,
上帝造人。
When God created man,
比天使微小一点。
A little bit lower than the angels.
赐给他们荣耀同尊贵为冠冕。
But he gave them the honor and the glory as the crown.
人应当是尊贵的。
Man must be honored.
人应当是荣耀的。
Must be glorious.
但是自从世人犯了罪以后。
First, mankind have sinned.
亏欠了什么？上帝的荣耀。
We fall short of the glory of God.
罪使我们失去荣耀。
So because of sin, we lose our glory.
罪使我们失去尊贵。
Because of sin, we lose our honor.
既然生而为人
，So as a man,
但是有人做妓女
，But some become prostitutes.
有的人偷东西
，Some become thieves.
有的人不诚实
，Some are dishonest.
有的人出卖自己的人格
，Some betray their personalities.
因罪失去荣耀。
Because of sin, they've lost their glory.
罪失去尊贵。
Because of sin, they've lost their honor.
这道理真正知道。基督是真正完完全全尊贵荣耀的人
Unless you truly know that Christ Jesus is the perfect honor man
因为他是圣洁无罪的救主
Because he's a holy and sinless savior
代替我们死在十字架上
Taking our place to, be, to die on the cross
为我们舍命流血
And for our sake he shed his blood
把我们从罪的地位中间拯救出来
So that we are redeemed from the position of a sinner
付了那亏欠上帝荣耀的债
And he paid that debt whereby we are forced of the glory of God
我们才脱离卑贱的人性
Then we can leave this lowly personality
我们的基督里都是上帝的灵
So that in Christ we have the spirit of God
尊贵荣耀再赐给我们
And once again we are restored with the honor and glory
所以基督徒应当喜爱圣洁
So the Christians to desire this holiness
喜爱尊贵的个性
So desire personality of honor
脱离卑贱的事
To leave things with the lowly
圣经说你若脱离卑贱的事
The Bible says if you leave things with the lowly It means
成为圣洁
Becomes consecrated
你就合乎上帝
Then it could you be used by God
所以这样我们在这个地位中间
Then in this position
我们在尊贵荣耀的身份里面
In this position of glory and honor
我们天天向上帝生
Every day we live to God
那这样我们就过了一个双重的一种生活的责任
Then we live with dual responsibilities
在地上的生活
Upon the earth our life is
怎么在人面前生活
How we live before man
在天上的生活
And heavenly life
怎么在神面前生活
How we live before God
我们进入社会的时候
When it goes to society
我们已经见的都是人
We see man
我们与神相通的时候
When it comes to God
我们不见一人只见上帝
We don't see anybody but God himself
当我们对人的时候
When we face man
我们要怎样生活呢
How are we going to conduct ourselves
面对神的时候
When we face God
要怎样生活
How we can conduct ourselves
许多基督徒在无意之中进到一种矛盾里面
So many of the Christians in unintentionally Unfortunately, they live a contradicting life.
每次做礼拜听到读圣经的时候
，Every time when they come to the services, when they read the Bible,
他的心里感到很舒畅，很自由。
And their sense they feel so comfort and so free.
等他祷告完了，眼睛开起来看见这个世界的时候
，But after he has concluded the prayer, open the eyes, see the world.
感到很有舒服，很震撼，很不自由。
He finds that he's at war. He's so uneasy.
所以最好是做礼拜，永远不必结束，不必阿门。
So the best we come to Sunday and then we end with the service.
最好是在退休问题一直退到耶稣再来。
Or in the retreat, we retreat and read until Christ Jesus returns.
退休问那么好，一回到社会又糟糕，又要说谎，又要犯罪，又要做很多不好的事。
Because the retreat is good when it comes back to the world, with the real world, we lie with everything that we suffer.
所以我们常常感到两下之间产生的紧张关系。
So we find there's a tension in these two areas.
我们在社会中怎么做人
？In a society, how do we conduct ourselves?
很不容易。
Not easy.
我们在神面前怎么交代
？Before God, how we conduct ourselves?
更不容易。
All the more not easy.
因为我们在社会上做错事，到神面前求赦免。
Because when we do wrong in the society, we can come back to God and ask forgiveness.
刚刚求赦免，又再去犯罪。
We ask forgiveness just now, and then we commit sin again.
有犯罪感到不可以的，到礼拜天再来求赦。
We commit sin, and then on Sunday we come back to ask for forgiveness.
那如果我们就变成一个慢慢变成一种矛盾的自欺的欺人欺神的生活。
So become contending a life with self conflicting, and also we deceive ourselves and deceive others.
So 有一个人这么说
，the person who said,
我听了害羞的半死。
When I heard it, I feel so shameful.
他是全世界
，you see the whole world.
最多人同时说谎的
，and the occasion whereby a lot of people together they lie.
The same time, most people lie. Which group do you know?
你知道哪一个团体同时间很多人的说谎的？
哪一群人是最多人同时说谎的
？And at the same time, the most people lie together.
他说是基督徒
，Christians.
我问他为什么
？Why? I ask.
为什么你说基督徒是全
？Why do you say Christians?
最多同时说谎的一群人。
At the same time, the biggest group that lie together.
他说呢，当你们唱圣诗
，When they sing the hymns.
主我愿爱你，主我要想你，一出去就像鬼。
Jesus, I want to be like you, I want to love you, but when you go out from the church, you are like a devil.
回来再唱诗的时候
So when you come in to sing,
我要做个圣洁门徒，亲爱住在我心里。
I want to be a holy Christian in my heart, in my heart.
每次祷告的时候
Every time when you pray,
就对主讲骗话
You lie to Christ.
而且同时讲
And you lie together.
整群讲
The whole group lie together.
主啊，我全所有奉献
The Lord, I give everything to you.
以后完全不奉献
But you never make offerings.
全整群人
The whole group.
同时说话
At the same time lie.
那有一些人呢
There's some.
很爱听属灵的道理
They like to listen to spiritual truth.
但是结果完全做不出来
But they cannot do it.
他们就做了最假冒伪善的两面人
And they become the hypocrite of two-faced man.
这是耶稣基督罪最多之辈的法利赛人。
And that's why Jesus Christ revealed very severely the hypocrites.
为什么呢
？Pharisees. Why?
他们所讲的。
Because what they say.
他们所知道的。
What they know.
是最高层的真理。
Belong to the highest level of truth.
他们所做的。
What they did.
他们所实践的。
What they practice.
是最假冒的生活。
It's the lowest hypocritic life.
所以宗教啊。
So religion.
是很危险。
It's dangerous.
啊，你说什么？我再讲一次啊
What do you say?
宗教
Religion
是很危险
It's very dangerous
如果你做基督徒摸来摸去也摸到基督的宗教
If you become a Christian but you touch only touch the superficiality of Christianity
没有摸到基督的救赎
You never touch the salvation of Christ
那你很可怕
It's very terrible
今天普通人杀人
Today when ordinary people kill
警察抓了他会不好意思的办
The policeman when they catch them they feel shameful
但是宗教徒杀人
But when the religious leader when they kill
警察抓了他判断点警察都杀死
And also when the police are caught then they want to kill even the police
今天的恐怖分子是无神论吗
You know the terrorists are they the atheists、
啊、是不是啊是不是进化论
Are they the evolutionists
是不是存在主义的这些
Or the one existential philosophers
是宗教徒
Religious followers.
宗教是很危险。
Religion is very dangerous.
如果你只做一个宗教的教徒
，If you only become a follower of religion,
不明白上帝的救赎
，Do not understand the salvation of God,
你可能做一个比别人更敢犯罪的。
You may be the one who is bolder even to sin.
那么基督徒应该怎么样
？What about a Christian?
基督徒明白这两个层次。
When you know these two levels,
我们要把两个层次调和起来。
When harmonize the two levels,
那就很难了。
Then it's difficult.
在社会中间
，in a society，
怎样为上帝而活
？We live for God，
在上帝面前
，and before God，
怎样为世人做见证
？How we testify for the Lord's sake，
为他们代祷
and I will intercede for them.
我怎样了解他们的痛苦？
How to understand the suffering?
我怎样明白上帝的心？
How to understand the will of God?
我怎样过圣洁的生活？
How to live a holy life?
我怎样做主福音的见证？
How to be a testimony of God's gospel?
我怎样在与他们和好的中间？
And also reconcile with them.
没有与人同流合污。
Do not actually commit the same sin with them.
我怎么样在与神交通的时候？
And when I come to God,
没有与世人隔绝。
I do not. I'm just separated with the world.
这个调和很难。
This kind of harmony is difficult.
基督徒是双重国籍。
So we have dual this citizenship.
基督徒是双重责任。
Christians have dual responsibility.
什么叫做双重国籍呢？
What are dual citizenship?
我在马来西亚。
In Malaysia.
我是马来西亚。公民
I'm a citizen of Malaysia
同时
At the same time
我又是天国的国民
I'm also a heavenly citizen
我是马来西亚的国民
Am I a citizen of Malaysia?
是
Yes
马来西亚是我的国家
Malaysia is my nation
我是天国的国民嘛
Am I a heavenly citizen?
也是
Yes
也是天国是我的国
Because heavenly kingdom is my kingdom
那时候你说耶稣不是这样讲的
Jesus did not say that you say
耶稣说我的国不属于这世界
You say my world, nation does not belong to this world
耶稣只属于天国
So he belongs to heavenly kingdom
不属于地上的国
Do not belong to the earthly kingdom
注意啊耶稣是道成肉身的
Jesus incarnated the world become flesh
天国到世界上来的君王
From heaven a king that come to the world
那你是生在世界上
But you are born in the world
你是亚当的后代
You are the descendant of Adam
耶稣就是道成肉身
But Christ Jesus the world become flesh
圣灵感孕童正你生在地上
It is the Holy Spirit that covered Mary and that's why she gave birth
耶稣生在地上的时候
When Jesus was born to the earth
他的肉身而说
From the flesh
他是生在以色列
He was born in the home of Israel
生在犹大支派里面
Was born in the tribe of Judah
生为大卫的子孙
Was born as a descendant of this David
从人的民族性来说
From man's national perspective
耶稣做人的时候是以色列人
When he became flesh also he was Israel
那是道成肉身是天国的君王
But he is the word that becomes flesh and also the heavenly kingdom that
那我们不是道成肉身
But we are not incarnated
我们是亚当的后代
We are descendants of Adam
生在世界上的时候
Born on the earth
我们是在一个国度里面有了国籍
We are born in a nation We have the national citizenship
耶稣基督救赎以后
But after we are saved by Christ
我们又有天国的国籍
We also have the heavenly citizenship
两个国的国民
So we belong to two kingdoms
我们双重的责任
and dual responsibility that we have.
所有世界的公民
all the citizens of the world
都是上帝造的
they are created by God
所以有自然连续的第一层关系
so there is a first relationship of natural belonging
上帝国度里面得救的人
so those are saved in God's kingdom
圣灵重生的
those are rebirthed by the Holy Spirit
第二层次天国救赎的这个身份
They have the second level position where they regenerated to the heaven
那保罗写罗马书第十三章
Paul when he wrote Romans chapter 13
告诉基督徒
He tell the Christians
你们在地上做人
When you live on the earth
你们上面
Above you
有政府
There's government
政府上面
Above the government
有上帝
There's God
大家说我们上面有政府政府上面有上帝所以这样呢你要对政府尽责任
So then you must do your duty to the government
你又要对上帝尽责任
And also you must do your part also to God
政府代表地上的国
The government will represent an earthly nation
上帝赐给我们天上的国
But God has given us the heavenly kingdom
地上的国
The earthly kingdom
有地上的政府
Has the earthly government
有地上的宪法
And the earthly constitution
有地上的规条
And earthly laws
有地上的疆界
The earthly boundary
地上的权柄
The earthly authority
天上的国
The heavenly kingdom
有上帝作王
God's reigning
有上帝的命令同律法
You have the commandment law of God
有上帝所定的原则
And God's principle
那这样呢天国跟地上的国两方面都有权柄在我身上
So you see that this heavenly kingdom earthly kingdom had authority on me
那现在我要怎么样呢
Now what are we going to do
所以一定要讲罗马书第十三
So you must preach on Romans chapter 13
在上的权柄
And the authority above
人人都当什么
Everybody must
什么顺服
Submit
请你注意哦在希伯来书第十三章
In Hebrews chapter 13
分音
And this marriage,
人人都当尊重。
Everyone must honor.
罗马书第十三章。
And this Romans chapter
13, 同样第十三章。
Same 13.
政府
government,
人人都当顺服。
Everybody must submit.
好，你说这个人人代表什么呢？
Everyone, what does it mean?
代表政府人员吗？
Does it mean the governmental officers?
不是。
No.
政府人人都当顺服，人人代表谁呢？
That everyone must submit to the government. Who is everybody?
是代表非基督徒的那些政界里面的人吗？
Does it represent those in a political realm and non-believers?
不是。
No.
人人都当顺服。
Everybody must submit.
所以基督徒
Christians
要顺服政府。
Must submit to the government.
非基督徒
Non-Christians
也要顺服政府。
Must submit to the government.
哦，那你说这样的话，圣经教导我顺从政府。
So the Bible teach me to submit to the government.
为什么？
Why?
政府都好吗？
Are all government good?
如果政府不好怎么办？
If the government is not good, why don't they
be? 如果圣经说好的政府人人都当顺服，
If the Bible were to say that we everybody must submit to a good government,
那就不错了。
And that's not bad.
坏的政府人人都当顺服吗？
So everybody submit?
这里的圣经
The Bible here says
没有讲好的或者坏的。
It didn't distinguish good and bad.
但是彼得书信里面讲的，
But only in Peter's letters,
无论好的坏的，你都要顺服。
Whether good or bad government, you must submit.
把这些圣经就归纳起来了。
So when you put these verses together,
你发现更难了。
You see more difficult.
一方面圣经说
，On the one hand, the Bible says,
我要顺从上帝。
I must submit to God.
一方面圣经又说
，On the other hand, the Bible says,
我要顺服政府。
I must submit to government.
彼得又说
，And Peter says,
连不好的政府我也要顺服他。
Even evil government, we submit.
那么上帝啊。
God,
你的话是自打嘴巴了。
So you actually contradict yourself.
因为圣经清楚告诉我们。
Because the Bible clearly tells us.
尼布加尼撒说。
尼布加尼撒谁？
拜金像。
You must worship this golden figure.
撒德拉。
撒德拉。
米撒。
米撒。
亚伯尼哥。
亚伯尼哥。
有没有拜啊？
Did they worship?
站着。
They know. They didn't.
跪下。
Kneel down.
不。
No.
跪下。
Kneel down.
不。
No.
到死跪不下。
Even to the state of death, they won't kneel.
因为他们的腿变成钢筋水泥了。
Because their leg become concrete.
不能弯了。
They cannot bend.
所以呢，他们没有说服政府啊。
They did not submit to the government.
到底但以理书所讲的。
So what is being preached in Daniel?
跟希伯来书所讲的。
And what is being preached in Hebrew?
有没有冲突？
Is there a contradiction?
你们心里有这个问题了，对不对了？
So you have this question now.
啊，这一堂。
This session,
下个礼拜一堂
and the next session,
我也很清楚地跟你谈到政府的权柄到底是什么。
I want to very clearly expound to you what is the authority of the government.
这句话的意思是说
and the meaning of this
人人都要顺服政权。
Everyone must submit to the authority.
因为什么？
Why?
因为没有政权不是从上帝来的。
Because there is no single this government is established by God.
这里不是讲你要顺服哪一个政权。
Yeah, it doesn't mean that which the authority you must submit to.
这里是说的政权既然上帝定的，你要尊重政府的制度。
Here it means that since the authority established by God, you must obey to the institution of government.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
不是每一个政府都好。
It's not every government is good.
但是有政府这个制度是上帝定的。
But with this institution of the government is instituted by God.
上帝把命令交给他们。
God has given the command to them.
上帝把权柄赐给他们。
God has given the authority to them.
上帝许可有政府的存在。
So God permit the existence of government.
人人都当顺服有政府的这个制度。
Then everybody should submit this system called government.
这叫婚姻，人人都当尊重。
That's everybody must respect and honor marriage.
不等于说我们应当尊重每一个人的婚姻所建立的家庭好不好？
It doesn't mean that we must respect each and everyone's family whether they're good or bad.
有的人婚姻所建立的家庭是不好的。
For some in their marriages, they establish bad home.
我不会尊重那个家庭。
I would not respect that home.
哈，你不尊重那个家庭。
You don't respect the home.
就等于你不尊重他们的婚姻。
Which means you don't respect their marriage.
我尊重他们的婚姻。
I respect their marriage.
但是我不尊重他们婚姻所建立的这种不照着神所定的原则的家庭。
I don't respect this kind of home which is according to the principle of God, even though this is under marriage.
虽然这个家庭是因为婚姻而建立起来。
Even though this home is formed after the marriage.
所以请你分开。 开来。
So you must make a discernment.
没有一个政府的权柄不是上帝来的。
There is no single government whereby the authority doesn't come from God.
第二句成为第一句的根基的时候。
So when the second statement becomes the foundation of the first statement,
你就更容易明白这里的意义是什么。
Then all the more clearly you understand what the meaning.
神既然把权柄交给政府。
Since God has given this authority to the government,
一定要尊重他的权柄是从神而来的。你不可以看不起。
You might respect that his authority comes from God. You cannot despise.
所以你要顺服政府。
So you must submit to government.
但是如果政府不好怎么办呢？
When the government is not good,
那是第二个问题。
That's the second question.
这个领受权柄的政府。
So the government that receives authority
没有照着上帝的旨意执行政府应当执行的责任的时候。
If it doesn't according to God's commandment execute the authority of government,
他们要受审判。
They must be judged.
所以这里呢所包括的就变得好几个层次的事情。
So here it covers a few levels of thought.
我相信今天你听清楚以后。
I believe that tonight when you hear it clearly.
你再看很多的圣经注释解释这一段。
Then when you read many Bible commentaries that expound on this verse.
你就发现他们都解得太简单了。
You find that they explain too shallowly.
好，现在我要一层一层的分下去。
So I want to analyze level by level.
请你注意听。
Pay attention.
政权都是从上帝来的。
All governments are established by God.
这一句话的第一个意义是什么？
The first meaning,
政权的本身不是绝对的。
The government authority is not absolute.
它不是权柄真正的源头。
Because it itself does not have the true source of the authority.
一切的政权是从上帝来的。
Because all authority, political authority comes from God.
所以表示真正权柄的源头不是政府，是谁？
Which in the true source of authority is not the government, but
是上帝。
God.
你听清楚了吗？
So you listen clearly.
政权都是从上帝来的。
And all government authority comes from God.
所以呢，政权不是权柄的本体。
So then this government is not the subjectivity of the authority.
政权既然是从上帝来的。
Since government comes from God,
上帝才是政权真正权柄的源头。
God then is the true source of political or governmental authority.
这一句话的第一个意思。
And that's the first meaning of this verse.
我们今天呢，如果解经是这样照字面解的，很多时候我们会错到我们一点不自觉。
So if we were to interpret the Bible only literally superficially, then we'll be wrong.
政权是上帝来的。
Government comes from God.
第一个意思。
The first meaning.
就是政府不是绝对的权柄的源头。
The government is not the absolute source of authority.
上帝才是真正权柄绝对的源头。
Only God is the absolute source of authority.
第二。
The second.
政权是从上帝来的。
Government established by God
表示上帝高过政府的权柄。
Which means God's authority is higher than government authority.
一切的政权都是从上帝来的。
All the government come from God.
你现在应当饮水思源。
So when you drink, you take up a source.
你应当看到那看不见的根源。
You see the invisible source.
神的权柄高过政府的权柄。
God's authority is higher than government's authority.
第三样。
The third.
一切的政权都是从上帝来的。
And all authority comes from God.
表示呢，政权一定要向上帝负责任。
Meaning that government must be responsible to God.
多给谁？
To whom much given?
向谁多要？
To whom much demanded?
少给谁？
To whom less given?
对谁少取？
And less also is demanded from him.
上帝给个大的政府。
When God gave a big government,
有统治许多许多人的权。
When they rule over many people,
上帝给个小的政府。
If God gave a small government,
统治个小国家很少人民的权柄。
Rule over a small citizen number,
这个权柄的大小。
So the big or small of
this, 统治的人口的多少。
And the population that they rule over,
成为正比的。
Become proportionally.
一个政府权柄就大到一个所能统治的人口就是。
So a government authority is as big as the population it rules over.
先把权柄给他。
When God has given the authority,
他就要向上帝负责任。
Then he must be accountable to God.
20 years ago,
20 years ago,
我在新加坡讲到。
I was preaching in Singapore.
我讲一句话，讲了几次，不给答案。后来一次再一次，听众越来越害怕。
I say some statement, I repeated it but did not get answered, then later on the audience get frightened.
我故意的。
I purposely did.
所以全场4000个人紧张得不得了。
4,000 people, they got so tense.
后来我再吞几次口水。
Then I swallowed a few saliva.
过几秒钟我才回答，他们才松了一口气。
And after a few seconds, I answered the question.
那你们要不要知道我讲什么？
You know why did I
要不要知道
You know why?
我说你们的光，你们的理光要真是了不起。
I say your 李光耀 is very great.
什么都好。
He's good in every aspect.
为他呢，很惋惜一件事。
But there's one thing I regret for him.
糟糕了，他们想要讲什么了
？What is he going to say now?
就李光耀权柄这么大。
You know, 李光耀 is so powerful.
唐崇荣从印尼来讲这样的话。
Stephen Tan come from Indonesia want to say this.
我说我再讲一次。
One more time, I say.
你们的李光耀什么都好。
Your 李光耀 is good in everything.
就是有一件事呢，我为他很惋惜。
One thing I feel regretful for him.
我就再静下来
，and I kept silent.
他们更紧张了。
They were all intention.
我讲第三次
，the third time I say,
我说你们的李光耀真是了不起。
Your 李光耀 is great.
什么都好
，everything is good.
只有一件事，我
only one thing
非常非常的惋惜。
I feel regretful for him.
静到鸦雀无声。
Was so quiet until I needed control.
我吞了几口水。
When I swallow a few swallow.
那件事是什么呢
？You know what's that?
我老实告诉你。
I tell you truly.
我再停几秒钟。
Stop a few more seconds.
他们就心里已经等得来不及要听了。
They were so anxious to wait.
我才讲。
Then I said,
他有统治五亿人的才干。
He has the talent to rule over 五亿 500 million.
可惜，新加坡百姓只有280万。
Regretful that Singapore only 280 million.
他们才松了。
Then they were relaxed.
奇怪哈。
Strange enough.
上帝给李光耀只有统治200-300万人。
God has given the Guan Yu to rule over about 2 or 3 million people.
他的权柄要跑到马来西亚来，不能够的。
So his authority when he come to Malaysia,
因为神给他就是这样。
Because this is what God has given him.
对不对？
Isn't it so?
上帝给毛泽东可以统治几亿人。
God has given Mao Zedong to rule over billion people.
因为上帝愿意给他那么多。
Because God is willing to give him that.
所以你说上帝一定特别爱姓毛的。
So you say God loved those who surname is Mao?
不是啊
，No.
姓毛的大毛病、小毛病很多病。
Because this Mao has many many shortcomings.
所以呢，以后向上帝负责任就更多了。
So later on he will be more accountable to God.
第一
，The first.
政府的权柄是上帝来的。
The authority of government comes from God.
表示政府不是绝对的权威。
Which means they do not have the absolute authority.
因为是从上帝来的。
Because it comes from God.
第二
，The second.
政府的权柄从上帝来的。
The government's authority comes from God.
表示上帝比政府更高
，which means God is higher than the government.
第三
，the third，
政府的权柄是上帝来的
，government authority comes from God.
表示政府不可乱来，一定要向上帝负责。
Meaning that they must be accountable to God.
明白了吗
？Understand now.
第四是最重要
，the fourth is most important.
政府的权柄是从上帝来的
，the government authority comes from God.
所以
，and therefore，
上帝有一天把这个政府的权柄收回的时候
，if one day God will take away this authority，
这政府就比平常人更可怜
，and this government will be even more pitiful as ordinary people.
这样
，then
政府不要以为自己永远是坐在宝座上
，the government does not feel that forever you will be on the throne.
政府是暂时的。
Because it's temporary for government.
是权柄的。
The one who gives the power.
有权柄收回权柄。
Also, he has the power to take away the authority.
只有有权柄收回权柄的，才是真正的权柄的源头。
Only that authority, that authority to take away authority is the true source of authority.
这样一节的圣经里面隐藏几层的意思。
So then this verse contains few levels of meaning.
赏赐的是耶和华。
He who gives is Jehovah.
收回的也是耶和华。
Jehovah is the one who takes away.
Your name 是应当称颂。
Jehovah's name should be praised.
我相信今天很多世界上的政府最喜欢的就是这一节。
I believe that our government today like this verse.
所以他们你看基督徒。
See Christians.
你的圣经告诉你要顺服政府。
Your Bible says submit to the government.
政府前面上面你要顺服。
And the government is telling you must submit to him.
所以这些政府无神论。看到这一届变成有神论也甘愿。
This atheist government, even though they're atheists, but they also want to turn to deists.
因为说原来宗教的上帝这么笨，自己承认是他给我权柄的。
Because it's said that those religious gods are so fool, they want to admit that you are, we government you should submit.
又告诉基督徒要顺服我，我当然喜欢这个这届圣经。
Even telling the Christian you must submit to him, and that's why it's so delightful.
盼望全世界政府。今天坐下来听我讲这一篇
，And how I hope that the whole world government listen to me in this sermon.
那他就不必空高兴
，Then he will not be happy in vain.
因为政府的权柄从上帝来的
，Because the government authority comes from God.
所以政府不是绝对的
，And that's the government is absolute.
政府的权柄从上帝来的
，And the government's authority comes from God.
上帝的权柄比政府高
，Because authority is higher than their authority.
因为政府的权柄从上帝来的
，Because the authority of government comes from God.
所以政府做一切事都要向上帝负责
，And all they do must be accountable to God. Then.
因为政府的权柄是从上帝来的
，Because the authority of government comes from God.
上帝可以收回政府的权柄
，God then can take away the authority of God.
经几样了
？How many now？
四样了。
Four。
完了没有？还没有。
Not yet。
你没有看到一本圣经注释讲这样清楚的。
You have never seen any commentary that sounds so clear。
你说圣经真的有讲权柄会被收回吗
？Does the Bible truly say that authority will be taken away？
有。
Yes。
好几次。
Many times, a few times。
那是真的吗
？Is that true？
是。
Yes。
最清楚的。
The most clear one。
都记在这但以理书里面。
Recorded in the book of Daniel。
但以理说
，Daniel said，
尼布加尼撒，
尼布加尼撒，
要你知道
，One thing is，
上帝在人的国中掌权
，That God is ruling in man's nation。
吓死了
，You will frighten。
尼布加尼撒，
尼布加尼撒，
尼布加尼撒就是三千年，是两千多年以前的萨达姆胡塞。
It's a Saddam Hussein about 2,000 years ago.
也就是在现在的伊拉克的国土上。
The same thing in Iraq, that nation.
是个大王。
It's a big king.
权柄非凡。
Very authority.
所向无敌。
And also without powerful.
他建立的城呢
？And the city he built.
这个大到不得了。
So big.
一百尺高。
100 feet high.
几十尺宽。
And a few tens of feet.
最后他失败的时候。
Later when he failed.
不是人攻城攻进去。
Not that man conquered the city.
是经过河的河道的下面挖洞，穿过河床到对岸的城墙根基的下面打通道进去。
They dig a tunnel and through the riverbed and then enter into the city.
因为从上面没办法。
Because they cannot conquer from the city.
不能攻上就攻下。
They cannot conquer the city wall. They conquer from the tunnel.
不能攻路就攻河。
Because they come from the riverbed.
就是世界上第一个海底隧道。
And the undersea channel.
然后把这个王把它打下来。
Then defeated this king.
但你说什么呢
？Daniel said,
你做的这些梦。
All this dream that you have
成就的这些事
，All this thing accomplished，
这些都要告诉你的事。
我 tell you one thing，
上帝在人的政权中间他掌权。
God is in sovereignty amongst men's nation。
上帝在人的国度里面掌权。
And God is ruling in men's nation。
这是圣经的记载。
That's the Bible's record。
然后尼布甲尼撒王有一天爬到城门上面的时候
，Then Nebuchadnezzar one day he climbed to the city wall，
看见这么伟大的城市
，When he sees the big city，
哇，他叉着腰
，He folded hands，
摇摇头
，And he shook his head，
岂不是我说伟大的尼布甲尼撒
？Isn't it I the great Nebuchadnezzar
造成这伟大的城市
？That built this big city，
我相信马特不会这样
，I believe Martin would say that，
跑到。KL Tower 上面看
When you go to KL Tower
看到就 Petronas Tower
See the Petronas Tower
看到这么伟大的城市
When you see the big city
然后说
And then he will say
这马来西亚伟大的 Kuala Lumpur 岂不是我马蒂做出来的
Isn't this great Kuala Lumpur is made by me 马蒂
尼布加尼撒一骄傲的时候
But when Nebuchadnezzar got proud
上帝说哈你说什么
I say what did he say
Again
What did he say again
Say again
你再讲一次
哦尼布加尼撒做的这么大
My Nebuchadnezzar has built a big city.
上帝把他降卑了。
God humbled him.
他就变得吃草如牛。
Then he became the eat grass.
经过七期。
And 七期。
七个时期。
And seven periods.
多少久没有人知道。
Nobody know how long.
可能不曾做王做牛七年。
Maybe he has not been king but become a cow for 7 years.
你呀，做王。
You are king.
权柄是我给的。
I give you authority.
你骄傲。
You're proud.
我把权柄拿回来。
So I'll take away the power.
你不能做王做牛。
So you cannot be king, you become a cow.
你懂了吗
？You understand?
你不叫人说不说，来。
你不叫人说 ，take
care. 听我的话。
Listen to me.
他说忙啊。
And then,
忙吃草。
You're mowing.
经过七期。
Seven period.
第二个最清楚的例子。
The second clear example.
是什么例子呢
？What is that?
是伯沙撒王。
Belshazzar.
请外宾内客一共一千多人。
So Belshazzar threw a feast with more than 1,000 people.
王宫里面有大的宴会。
So in the palace there are big feast.
正在干杯，正在庆祝到一半的时候。
So at a time when they have the toast,
突然间在墙壁上出现一个手。
Suddenly upon the wall there's a hand that comes.
不是人的手。
Not man's hand.
在墙壁上啪就写字。
He wrote something on the wall.
Mini mini tiket upasi.
And it's written there.
哇，他们一看吓死了。
They were so frightened.
全部吓到脸都清醒。
They were so frightened. They get pale.
不但普通人清，王跟皇帝更清。
Even the ordinary people get pale. Even the emperor.
这是什么手
？What's that？
他写什么
？What's that？
他什么人
？Well, who is？
所以有这样的事情发生。Mini, mini， 意思就是说 ，enough, enough，
够了，够了。
Your time is enough.
你的时间已经到期了。
Have been measured.
你已经被衡量了。
Your time is up.
你的时间尽了。
完了以后呢
？After that，
那个手不见了
，and that hand disappeared，
滞留在那里
，and the wood was there，
大家吓死了
，everybody was so frightened。
那一天晚上
，and that night，
人就进来
，people came，
杀掉他
，and kill him，
把他的国度抢去
，and take away his kingdom。
从此以后呢
，henceforth，
马代波斯取代了巴比伦
，Medi Persia took the place of Babylon。
怎么进来的？就是刚才我说的。瓦海底河底的道进来
They came under the tunnel of the river bay
从此以后
Henceforth
巴比伦就永远不存在
Babylon forever were diminished
现在只有伊拉克没有巴比伦
Only there's Iraq no Babylon
巴比伦永远不存在了
Babylon forever it never exists now
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
上帝说什么
What did God say
我给你政权
I give authority
你乱来
But you put it clear.
我许可你权柄大到一个地步。
I permit this is a powerful government.
打败以色列。
And to defeat Israel.
攻击耶路撒冷。
And to conquer.
你可焚烧我的圣殿。
And to burn my temple.
这个呢，你不加利沙，以为连圣殿都被烧，耶和华都输给他，他还要怕谁？
你不加利沙 thought that he could even burn the temple and Jehovah has been defeated. What is in front of him?
犹太人啊，你们说你们的上帝是真的。
So the Jew, you say your God is true.
以色列人啊，你们的耶和华是上帝。
Israel, is Jehovah your God.
我告诉你啊，
you,
我可以把你圣殿烧掉。
I can even burn your temple.
把你们的百姓掳来。
And also capture your people.
把但以理抓来。
And capture Daniel.
把他改名。
And change his name.
你要怎么样？
What you can do?
我比你上帝更厉害。
I'm greater than your God.
当世界上的政府啊，
when the government of the world,
以为他比上帝更厉害。
So that they are better than God.
上帝在哪里看？
God looking down from where?
天使气得要命。
And the angel was so angry.
上帝那个神经病的，你不管他吗？
God said, How can we let him do that?
好吧，我下去杀他的头。
Maybe I'll go and kill him.
上帝说 ，Be silent, be silent, 快点
，Be silent，
全部等，
安静，
等他发疯多一点。
Let him do that.
现在发的不够
，Not enough.
烧圣殿给他烧。
He will burn the temple.
又跪给他拿，给他拿。
Take away the ark.
就石头给他摔一下，摔一下。
And、also, they want to throw away the stone.
百姓给他抢，给他掳去，掳去。
And the people are being captured.
等等等。
Wait.
我的时间还没有到。
My time is not up yet.
等到时间到了。
When the time comes.
尼布加尼撒。
尼布加尼撒。
尼波尼度。
And 尼波尼度。
不杀杀。
And 不杀杀。
就这样下去。
And they one by one they pass.
第三代的时候。
When it comes to third generation, suddenly.
完了。
Finished.
永远没有巴比伦。
Forever, no more Babylon.
我告诉你啊
，I tell you，
当一个君王太过分的时候
，When a king is too much，
他的时间不长久。
Then his time will last a long, long time.
那上帝忍耐的时候
，So when God is patient with them，
他是等你悔改。
Is waiting for you to repent.
如果你不肯悔改
，But if you refuse to repent，
时间到了以后
，When the time comes，
永远不给。
Forever, he will not give you a chance.
所以许多人永远消失以前，上帝曾给他一个特别威风的机会。
Before a person truly appeared, God may give him some time whereby we can show off themselves.
但是那个机会是最后的机会。
But that could be the last opportunity.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为一切的政权都是从上帝。
Because all authority of the government comes from God.
最后一样。
And the final one.
第五样。
The fifth one.
这一句话的第五样是最重要的。
And the fifth one is most important for this statement.
一切的政权都是从上帝来的。
Because all authority comes from God.
什么意思？
What do you mean?
表示打倒这个政权，新来代替的政权也是上帝来的。
Meaning that the one who defeated this authority and substituted this authority also comes from God.
因为一切的政权嘛。
Because all authorities.
不是现在这个嘛。
Not the present one alone.
圣经没有说单单现在这个政府是上帝的。
Because the Bible never said the present one come from God.
所以你要顺服他。
So you must submit to him.
一切的政府
，all government authorities，
一切的权柄
，all authorities，
都是从上帝
come from God，
包括不包括革命成功的新政权呢、啊、
？Does it include the new upsurging this power？
有没有啊？哎，你们听我讲到以后，如果没有更聪明。那就注定永远笨的，我告诉你。
If you listen to me and you never get intelligent, you'll be a fool.
上帝讲话一句，里面的意思不是单单一句。
Because when God says something, it's not just that something simple.
因为所有的政府
，all government，
所有的权柄
，all power，
都是上帝来
，come from God。
上帝讲这句有什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of when God says that？
所有的哈
，all，
不是单单你的
，not just yours。
等到你下去变一个来，那个政府也是我给的。
When they are dethroned, the next one that also given by me.
你明白到第五点，你才真正明白这一点。
So when you understand even the fifth point, then you truly understand this verse.
世界上很多政府
，many government in the world，
连智力高到明白第五点都不够。
Even they're not intelligent enough to understand the fifth point.
他就拿这一个圣经，这个狐假虎威，空空高兴。
So they will take this word and frighten us.
所有的权柄
，all authorities，
一切的权柄
，all
都是从上帝
，come from God，
就包括了。革命成功，把你推翻掉，新的政府也是从上帝来的。
Even the new government that I'm searching, also they come from God, their authority.
所以这句话隐藏着第六点。
So that is contained the sixth point.
上帝是不是有时候许可革命呢
？Sometimes God does him allow revolution.
很多人不敢用这件事情来搞革命，不敢讲。
A lot of people they not use this verse that they come with their revolution.
你一革命
，when you have revolution，
你就反对政府。
You go against the government.
你反对政府
，when you go against the government，
你就违背这一节。
You are opposing this verse.
因为这节圣经说
，because this verse says，
所有的政府权力都上帝了，所以你要顺服他们。
All government authority come from God. You must submit to it.
那么顺服政府跟推翻政府。
So when you submit to the government and the revolutionize,
是完全相反的事情。
Totally different.
那怎么可能
？How is it possible?
一方面说你要顺服政府
，and what is you submit to the government?
另外一方面你们可以反对政府
，and what is it oppose the government?
全本圣经没有教导人反对政府的事情。
The whole Bible never teaches to oppose government.
那么教导我们反对政府的，既然不在圣经里面
，So to teach about opposing government is not recorded in the Bible.
为什么有革命成功的新政府
？Then why is it this new one that come as a result of revolution?
旧政府的权柄如果是上帝来的
，If the old authority come from God,
新政府的权柄是不是从上帝来的
？Then the new government authority Does it come from God also?
如果新政府的权柄不是上帝来的，是天使来的。
If it doesn't come from God, come from angel.
后来这一次革命成功，另外一个权柄不是天使来，是鬼来的。
And then another revolutionary power is successful. It doesn't come from angel, come from devil.
那么这些圣经怎么解释一切的政权都从上帝
？Then how do you interpret this word that says that all government authority come from God?
许多的解经家没有看到这一点。
And many of the commentators never read this.
我一定要点出来。
I must point to you.
这件事情隐藏着。
Because this hidden,
更换现在政府的权柄
，and authority to change the present government，
以致可能产生的新权柄
，so that there were new government that comes，
也是上帝来的
，also it come from God。
所以这些圣经隐藏的动性的一个规律
，so it includes a dynamic principle，
不是静性的规律
，not a static law。
我们怎么明白什么叫动性跟静性规律不同的地方
？How do we discern the dynamic and the static laws？
如果你什么都用静性规律去了解的话
，If you try to understand everything in a static law，
你一定做一个很死板的人。
Then you become someone with stereotype。
今天教会的讲台不会进步。
Today the pulpit will not grow in the church。
因为只有静性的解经
，because there is only static interpretation。
没有动性的智慧
，there's no dynamic wisdom。
今天许多基督徒灵性不长进
，Today many Christians。
他有静性的明白真理
，because statically they want to understand the Bible，
没有动性的智慧了解。
They do not have a dynamic wisdom to understand the Bible。
给你们解释圣经的时候
，so when I explain the Bible for you，
我不是用静性原则去处理。
I'm not using it interpret through the static laws。
我用动性的原则去处理。
But dynamic principle that I use。
那么静性原则跟动性原则怎么不同呢
？So what's the difference between static and dynamic laws？
我做一个很简单的例子。
Very simple illustration。
你看见你孩子的时候
，when you see your
你总是呢替他买鞋子大一点点，因为不久他就不够穿了。
You buy a shoe which is slightly bigger because you know that later on you will not put on.
每一次买鞋买大一点点。
So when you buy a shoe for you, a little bit bigger.
因为两个月以后就刚好了。
Because 2 months later you will just.
用了半年以后。
And half a year later.
你再买鞋的会再买大一点点。
When you buy another shoe, it's a little bit bigger.
用了半年以后它再伸长一点点。
Because he will grow again.
所以如果你说我每次买就是现在刚刚好的。下个礼拜你就再买了。
So if you were to buy just fit, the next week you got to buy again.
下个礼拜买了以后呢，刚刚好，再两个礼拜又再买了。
And the next week you just fit, and then you will buy another shoe. 所以
你就要替正在长大的孩子买鞋。
You know, you buy shoe for the growing child.
你买的时候尺寸的了解是动性的，不是静。
So your understanding of the measurement for the size for them is dynamic.
你现在明白了吗
？So understand now.
我从前都是这样。
In the past, this is what I behave.
选鞋子、选衣服选大一点。
So when I buy shirt or shoe, I'll buy.
后来慢慢习惯，到了40岁还喜欢买大一点的。
So when I come to the 40, I have it, I want to buy a little bit bigger.
结果呢，第一次穿很舒服，很松，再大一点， 结果一折一来早不再长大了。
So the first time I wear is okay, but then I find I've never grown up.
以后呢每一次看这个鞋子不像鞋子，像船一样太大一点。
So when I see this shoe, it's not a shoe, it's like a boat.
那个时候不必要再买能够长大，因为已经不能长大了。
Because at that time you don't have to buy a size which is a little bigger because you never grow anymore.
动性是动性，静性是静性。
So static is static, dynamic is dynamic.
很动的不要用静性去看它。
And that is a moving forever, you don't view it that in the stick, that
很静的不要用动性去看。
That is which is static forever, you never use dynamic principle to measure it.
人与人的关系也是这样。
And the same with interpersonal relationship.
人会改变的。
People will change.
你把它当作不会改变的去欣赏。
If you appreciate as if it never changed,
有一天你会大大失望。
One day you'll get disappointed.
你要用动性去看它。
You must view them in a dynamic way.
有灵活的应付。
And also very flexible.
这样你才不会因为某一些痛苦突然因改变来到。
Then you will not feel suffer because suddenly some change came.
你就牺牲你的永恒在暂时中间。
So you sacrifice your eternity in temporality.
这是智慧，这个是灵巧，这个是怎样用动性去了解很多事情的原理。
So that's wisdom and flexibility and how to use dynamic principle to understand the word of God.
如果一个政府以为他的权柄绝对就是向上帝永不改变。
If the government feels that he is absolute with his authority, it's as if God's like God never changed.
他是在变动中间以为自己向上帝，他一定有失败。
Then in the process of change, he thought that he's like God who never changed, he will surely fail.
如果你把这些圣经当作政府是一定绝对要顺服，因为都是从上帝来，你就上他的套。
If you were to deem that government is have the absolute authority because authority come from God, then you'll be trapped by them.
那么有许多的先知们
，many of the prophets，
他们为什么敢批评政府
？Why did they dare to criticize the government？
因为他们真正明白这一段圣经里面的动性原理。
Because they truly understand that。Dynamic force in this verse.
你说先知们在世界上的时候，这一条罗马书还没有写下来，他怎么会明白呢
？You say when the prophet was living on the world, this Bible was not written yet.
罗马书是圣灵启示下来的。
You know that Romans inspired by the Holy Spirit.
同一位灵在旧约已经感动众先知明白这个真理。
The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament touched the heart of prophets to understand this principle.
到了新约才成为每一个基督徒可以一同读的一段有关政权。哲学的理论。
So then, when it comes to the New Testament, it is only inspired and revealed by God that all Christians can understand this dynamic principle.
因为先知知道这个动性原理。
Because the prophet understand this dynamic principle.
敢批评。
And they dare to criticize the government.
责备君王。
And rebuke the king.
先知拿单对大卫说。
And Nathan also told David.
你现在做王。
You are king now.
你乱来。
But you don't do in the
right hand. 借刀杀人。
You want to kill people.
你贪爱别人的妻子。
And you covet people's
wife. 你把八十八娶过来。
And you married Bathsheba.
耶和华如此说。
Jehovah say.
刀剑必不离开你的家。
And this knife and sword will not leave your home.
他没有说权柄要收回，你的王座要失去，他没有讲。
He did not say that your authority will be taken away and then you will not be in
control. 刀剑必不离开你的家。
But the knife and sword will not leave your home.
意思是什么呢
？Meaning，
你的政权多大？
No matter how big your authority is,
你没办法保住你孩子们的生命。
You cannot protect your own children's life.
神给你的权柄
，God give you authority,
是有限度的
，It's limited.
我以神的权柄批评你的权柄。
In the power of God, I'm to criticize your power.
因为这政权是有限的
，Because this authority of government is limited.
所以以赛亚
，So Isaiah,
他在乌西亚王崩的那一年
，On the day when Isaiah died,
他进到圣殿。
He went into the temple.
不是到坟墓去祭他的这个先王。
Not to worship the king.
先这个先知看见王崩的时候。
So when this prophecy that the king died,
进到耶和华的殿。
He went to the temple of Jehovah.
他看见上帝在宝座上永不动摇。
He said God is never shaken upon his throne.
为什么呢
？Why？
这是能变、能动、能摇、能死的王。
This is a king that can change, that can be shaken, that can die.
那是永远在宝座上的王。
But he is the one who is reigning there forever.
这恒静的。
He is one forever static.
这个暂时的动性。
This is a temporary dynamic.
清楚明白这个道理。
When you understand this.
当先知约翰在地上的时候
，When John was upon the earth，
施洗约翰对叙利王说
，John the Baptist told Herod，
你娶了你哥哥的妻子
，You married your brother's wife，
你是犯罪。
and you committed.
为什么这样敢呢？
Why did he say that?
因为他知道他看见的国度是在国度以上的国度。
Because he see a kingdom was above kingdom.
他不是看见地上的宝座而已。
He is not seeing on the earthly throne.
他看见了宝座上面的宝座。
He see the throne upon the throne.
他看见了宪法以上的宪法。
He see a constitution above the constitution.
他看见了王权以上的王权。
He see the government authority above
the government. 他看见了国度以上的国度。
He see a kingdom above the kingdom.
这些动性的真理知识
All this dynamic knowledge
才使先知们超时代为神做工
causes the prophet to work with transcend ages
感谢上帝
Praise God
从某一个角度来看
From person, certain person, 我们
知道政府是我们的顺服的
The government is someone we got to submit
因为政府的权柄是上帝的
Because authority comes from God
但是圣经不是说现在这个政府权柄是上帝来的没有了别的政府没有了
But the Bible never said that only the present authority comes from God
圣经不是这样说
It didn't say that way
圣经说所有的权柄都是从上帝
You said all authority comes from God
所以今天这个政府权柄从上帝来
Today this government's authority comes from God
以后有一个政权取代这个政权
So later on authority will substitute this authority
有人告这个政府的命成功变成新的政府
And someone rationalized and also successful
那个新的政府的权柄也是从上帝来
The authority of that new government comes from God
当你了解了这一步的时候
When understand this,
你说这神的话太伟大。
You see that man, God's word is so great.
最简单的一句话里面
，very simple statement，
隐藏了这么多深奥的奥秘。
It also contains such a profound truth.
隐藏的是动性的真理
，a dynamic truth.
所以我
，I
几次被请去
，a few times been invited
为国会议员的基督徒讲道的时候
，and to preach a Christian in the parliament.
我很清楚把这个。这些原理告诉他。
Very clearly, I tell them this kind of principle.
你们这里
，you here,
几乎政府都是回教的人员。
And all are Muslims in the
很少很少基督徒。
Very few Christians.
当然，在有一些的国家
，but for some nations,
过去的越南
，like the former Vietnam,
基督徒只有40%。
40% are Christians.
但是70%的政府人员是基督徒。
But 70% of the government officers are Christians.
天主教徒
，Catholic.
可惜没有好好。为上帝做见证。
It's a pity they never go back to testimony for the Lord.
今天的菲律宾
，Now in the Philippines,
90%是天主教徒。
90% of them are Catholics.
但是他们实在是最贪污的国家之一。
But they are one of the most covetous.
今天的印尼
，corrupt nation.
曾经有几个最重要部长是基督徒。
Indonesia, a few important ministers are Christians.
但有一个一点没为主做美好的见证。
But there's one that never bear witness for God.
甚至后来离婚再跟回教徒结婚。
And later also got divorced and married to a Muslim.
就神丢弃他不能做见证。
God cast him away. He got
banned. 那些在政府机关里面
，those in the government authority
有权柄的人
，those who have power and authority，
如果他们是神的儿女
，if they are children of God，
应当很清楚了解圣经观里政权哪里来的。
They must clearly understand where comes the authority of government.
政权绝对的主体是谁
？Now who is the absolute subjectivity of the government?
世上的政权怎么样向上帝负责任
？How the worldly government should be accountable to God?
世上的政权可能会被收回。
And the worldly authority can one day be taken away.
新的政权取代旧的政权。
Maybe new government will take away the old government.
这是属上帝许可的。
If this is permitted by God,
我们应当怎样顺服上帝，跪顺服人
？Then how are we going to submit to God more than submit to man?
这是道理的全面性。的了解
，so to understand the totality of this truth，
就是基督徒知道怎样在世上的国度做一个公民。
Then the Christian will know that upon the earthly kingdom, how are you going to be a citizen？
我应当顺服我的政府吗
？I must I submit to my government？
是
，Yes。
到什么程度我顺服他
？Until what limit should I be submissive？
在怎样的情形之下，我可以不顺服他
？Under what situation can I be not submissive？
这就我们今天最后一段的事了。
This is the last part of this.
你们要听清楚这些答案吗
？You want to have this answer?
我应当顺服我的政府吗
？So I be submissive to my government?
一定要。
Yes.
大家说，我一定要顺服我的政府。有，我要顺服到什么地步
？Until what this I be submissive?
请听答案。
Listen to the answer.
当政府的权柄
，When the authority of the government
要超越上帝权柄的时候。
Want to supersede the authority of God?
我就那个时候不顺服。
Then I will not be submissive.
因为神比政府更高。
Because God is higher than the government.
请你注意啊。
Pay attention.
当政府的权柄想超越上帝权柄的时候，我就对他说：“对不起， 到此为止。
When authority of God want to transcend the authority of God, then I say, sorry, here it stops.
你说怎么有这样的事？
有。How does it happen? Yes.
毛泽东一生讲几次人定胜天？
毛泽东 a few times in his life he said that man is higher than heaven.
战无不胜的毛泽东思想，万岁万岁万万岁。
He said that 毛泽东 actually is the one who victorious all the time and say long live for 毛泽东。
结果真的万岁吗？
Did he live as a long live?
毛泽东1976年死。
In 1976, 毛泽东 passed away.
1978年，中央政府禁止再印毛泽东语录。
And in 1978, they forfeited, prohibited the reprinting of his thoughts.
我才知道，战无不胜的毛泽东思想两岁。
And then I know that this Mao Zedong, who is victorious all the time, now only live for 2 years.
不是万岁。
Not long,
76死，78年就不可以印，不是两岁。
76 he died and 2 years later they prohibited printing his book.
是谁反对他印？
Who opposed him?
不是台湾政府、啊、
Not the Taiwan government.
不是香港政府、
啊、Not the Hong Kong
government. 不是联合国。
Not the United Nations.
不是苏联。
Not the Russia.
不是美国。
Not America.
是北京中央政府自己下令不可以再印他的
毛语。 The central government in Beijing.
为什么呢？
Why?
发现不对了。
Something wrong.
很多东西不对的。
Many things wrong.
但是当毛泽东活着的时候，
When 毛泽东 was alive,
他要超越上帝。
He wants to transcend God.
在这些事情上，
Upon this,
我们可以不顺服政府。
We can withhold our permission.
你说我明天去告诉马哈蒂，你叫我们反政府、
哦、Tomorrow I'll tell 马哈蒂。
不是。
No.
马哈蒂不会叫你顺从超越上帝的命令。
Because Mahathir will not command you to submit to the government more than you submit to God.
虽然我们是基督徒，
even though we're Christians,
回教政府也明白他们的权柄是在神的权柄的下面。
The Islamic State also understands that their power is under God.
虽然对神的解释是不一样，
even though interpretation of God is different.
开明的回教政府，
but the open-minded Islamic government,
他是尊重基督教信仰，
they respect Christian thinking.
你明白这句话的意思？
Understand that.
所以马哈蒂为什么反恐怖分子呢？
You know why say Mahathir is anti-terrorism?
因为那些人所谓的侍奉上帝，
because that people thought that they are serving God,
是杀灭非回教，
but they kill the non-Islam,
杀灭西方的帝国主义，
and kill also the imperialists of the West,
以此为侍奉上帝，
and using this divinity as serving God.
就是真正明白回教经典的人是不能接受的。
But the one who truly understands the teaching of the book of religion will not do that.
如果有一天，
if one day,
这个回教的这个政府，
if this Islamic government
叫你不准读圣经，
and forbid you from reading the Bible,
不准敬拜上帝，
and that you cannot worship God,
叫你一定要变成回教徒，
then you must turn to be a Muslim.
那时候你说我宁可死，
you say that I don't say I'd rather die.
我要持守我的信仰，
I want to keep my faith.
那时候你不顺服他，
then you're not submissive to him.
不顺服不等于反抗。
So when you're not submissive, doesn't mean you're resisting.
不顺服不等于抵挡。
When you're not submissive, doesn't mean you're opposing.
就是不行不顺所发的命令。
That is, you do not obey the command of God.
现在你要问另外一个问题来了。
Now you ask another question.
那政府权限之内，
then within the power of the government,
跟政府权限之外，
and it's outside the limitation of the government,
界限怎么定的呢？
And how you fix the boundary?
以后大小便完了才进来聚会，尽量不要走来走去，不要妨碍别人，注意听下去。到底政府权限之内的范围是什么？
And what is the realm that set the limit of government's authority?
权限之外的范围是什么？
And what is it with outside the boundary?
怎么定？
How do you fix it?
怎么知道这个界限是对的？
How do you know this boundary is right?
谁把它肯定的？
Who fix it?
啊，这是另外一个问题了。
This is another question.
所以一节圣经你一直想一直到最后，你里面的问题非常复杂。
So you know it's so complex with what you think.
请你注意啊。
Pay attention.
接下去的圣经。
Following what the Bible says.
下个礼拜我要讲的。
I will expound next week.
就是政府有特别的两大权柄。
And the government has special two authorities.
这两大权柄有它的特殊的范围。
And these two authorities has special realm.
那时候我没有想到圣经是这么伟大。
I never think the Bible is so great.
圣经讲得这么清楚。
So clear.
你说外面看不见。
You don't see outside.
但里面一节连一节。
But inside there are so many things which intricate.
紧密到这个地方。
Intricating.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear sisters.
圣经说什么？
What did the Bible say?
我刚才念的时候，出现两次。
Twice I write.
因为政府上帝的用人。
Because the government is God's servant.
政府
The government is God's servant.
The governments are the servants of God.
政府是神的仆人。
Servant of God.
神的仆人。
To serve God through serve the people.
借着服侍人来侍奉神。
借着服侍人来服侍上帝。
And through the serving of man, they serve God.
是上帝的用人。
God's servant.
The servant of God.
God's servant.
当政府说我是人民的主人。
When the government said I'm the master of people,
他们在大胆说我是上帝的主人的时候。
And then when he said I'm master of God,
上帝就跟他决斗。
And God will fight with him.
看 duel,
deal with him.
看看是你主人还是他主人。
Whether you're master or his master.
不能开玩笑。
You cannot just kid with God.
我每一次讲的政府这两个字。
Every time when I mention this word government,
我心里是很严肃的。
It's very solemn heart that I say.
正像我每次讲教会两个字的。
Like every time when I say church,
我心里是很严肃的。
My heart is with solemnness.
当我讲圣徒的时候
，When I say the saint,
我心里是很严肃的。
In my heart, I'm very solemn.
这是宇宙中间最大的事情之一。
Because this is one of the greatest things in the universe.
政府是何等神圣的一个机构。
Government is an organization which is so holy.
政府的制度是神自己许可的。
Because the institution of government is instituted by God.
教会是神心意中的心意。
And the church is the center of the mind of God.
教会是何等神圣何等永恒的一个机构。
And the church also is so holy and also eternal organization.
婚姻是何等神圣。
A marriage also is so holy.
借助婚姻人类可以传宗接代。
Because through this marriage, man can pass down
through generations. 借助婚姻人可以享受最亲密的相爱。
Through this marriage, man can enjoy the most intimate love.
圣徒是神用宝血买赎回的。
Sins are redeemed by God's blood.
这么严肃的题目。
Such a solemn topic.
我们不能开玩笑。
We cannot just kid about it.
讲这些事的时候。
When you talk about all these things.
态度比内容更要紧。
The attitude is even more serious than the content.
每一个人所明白的所能讲出来的内容层次是不一样。
Because the level of thought people can have when they preach is different.
每一个人都要用最严肃最负责任的态度讲这些。
But we must use the most solemn and serious attitude to preach about all these topics.
如果教会的领袖把教会当作自己的产业他是犯罪。
If the church leader was deemed this as their own property, they are sinning.
教牧把讲台当作演讲或是发挥口才，这个表演自己的才华的地方，这是犯罪。
If the pastor wants to show off their talents up on the pulpit, that's wrong.
如果传道人把讲的道当作普遍的演讲，开玩笑来捉弄人，这是犯罪。
If the pastor preaching jokingly, then also they are sinning.
如果传道人把讲台当作炮台，这是犯罪。
And also if this, the pastor used this one to attack people, it's wrong.
教会是真理的柱石同根基。
Because the church is the foundation, the pillar of the truth.
教会是永生上帝的家。
And also the home of eternal God.
教会是基督的心腹。
The church also is the bride of the Christ.
教会是蒙救赎的子民一同聚集敬拜的地方。
And also is the place whereby the redeemed people are serving the Lord together.
政府是上帝的用人。
The government is the God's servant.
所以政府的权柄到哪里？
So where comes and also where limits the power of the government?
谦卑的态度服侍上帝的时候
，When they are humble in serving the Lord,
他的权柄还被保守。
Then they are being kept in the power.
他超越这个身份，妄自尊大，变成上帝的时候
，When they want to be proud and transcend themselves, what do you do? God,
神时间到了就消灭他。
When time comes, God will demolish them.
这样严肃的事情。
This is a solemn thing.
最后一点。
The final point.
政府很不好的时候怎么样
？When the government is evil,
上帝的时间没有到，会让他继续下去的。
When the time God's time is not up yet, then he will continue.
政府很不好的时候
，When the government is really bad,
上帝等时间到了才请他下去。
God will wait until the time is come, then they will be gone away.
时间没有到多久啊
？But what time will he call the time's up?
可能要五年
，Maybe 5 years.
可能要等50年
，50 years.
可能要等几百年。
Maybe 100 years.
对的，上帝的时间不是我们的时间。
Because God's time is not our time.
他看一日如千年，看千年如一日。
Yeah, give one day as 1,000 years and 1,000 years one day.
所以我们在这些精炼的日子里面
，So in this day of trying,
我们只能顺从。
We can only be submissive.
有一些政府许可杀害基督徒的事情。
And when this God permit government to kill,
所以呢，有许多的圣徒一个一个被杀寻到。
Even the many of the saints become martyred.
那么那些死了的灵魂。
And those dead souls,
看一个一个再来死
say one by one they come,
所以他们抱不平
they feel uneasy.
所以呢，他们就在启示里面，因冤魂对上帝发出呼声。
So then in Revelation they cry out to God.
那是寻道的灵魂。
That the soul of the martyr.
上帝啊！
God,
你要等到什么时候呢
？When would you wait？
为什么不伸冤呢
？Why don't you take revenge？
为什么你不报仇
？Why don't you take revenge？
为什么让这么多圣徒被杀
？So many saints have been killed。
上帝啊，对不起，我忘记了。
God said, I'm sorry。
我刚才睡觉，我的闹钟不响了。
Because my alarm
never. 啊，快快快，起来赶工。
And you come and do it？
不是的。
No。
上帝说什么
？God said，
再忍耐片刻。
And be patient for a little while。
直到数目满足。
Until when the numbers up。
我做一次算账。
Then I'll deal with them once and for all.
这句话告诉我们什么
？What does he say?
告诉我们什么
？What does he say?
神的时间没有到。
God's time has not come.
你不能急。
You don't be too anxious.
你不能逼。
You also be too tense.
因为神的主权。
Because God's sovereign.
决定什么时候改换一个政府。
We decide when to change a government.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天这篇道理你懂了。
If you understand this message tonight,
你看见世纪变化无常。
You see the change, the changes politically.
你看 ，all the 政府好像继续不断下去到什么时候
？You see the evil government is continue to prevail.
你不必慌忙。
Don't be excited.
等时候到了。
When the time comes,
希特拉一定下台。
Hitler surely he will be dethroned.
等时候到了。
When the time comes,
日本一定投降。
The same with Japan.
等时候到了。
When the time comes,
中国一定改变。
The same thing, China will change.
毛的过去了。
And Mao Zedong has gone.
瞪得起来
，and 邓小平 came，
瞪得过去了
，when 邓小平 gone，
以后呢，这个僵得起来
，and 僵 come，
僵得过去了
，when 僵 has gone，
胡锦涛起来
，and 胡锦涛 come，
一定变化的
，it will change，
因为不可能长久让那些违背真理或者超越人的本分的政权继续
，because God will not continually allow those government that go against God's plan。
历史告诉我们
，history tell us，
强权。不义的政府从来不是长久的。
Dictatorship and also the unrighteous government will not last forever.
Amen. Mussolini 在哪里
？Where's Mussolini？
希特勒在哪里
？Where's Hitler？
斯大林在哪里
？Where's Stalin？
列宁在哪里
？Lenin。
苏联在哪里
？And Russia。
很厉害。
They're powerful.
1917。
But 1917。
1989。
And 1989。
只有72年。
Only 72 years.
下去。
And they
got. 为什么不是7年2个月？
Why not 7 years and 2 months?
为什么等72年
？Why waiting for 72 years?
时间还没到。
God said the time is not up.
那么这个是一种长久战。
This is the long marathon fight.
That's a long march.
That's long march
of the warfare. 为什么呢？要让圣徒坚忍，仰望上帝，依靠上帝，见证上帝的道。上帝的宝座才是永远的。
To have the saint to persevere to testify that God's throne lasts forever.
山东有一个老伯伯，
山东的是欧美，
看见中国人被杀那么多
，When he sees so many Chinese have been killed，
他流着眼泪
，He has a tear roll down。
我相信老天爷有眼睛
，I believe that heaven has eyes。
我相信老天爷有眼睛
，I believe that heaven has eyes。
日本人这么坏，有一点一定是败。
The Japanese are so evil, why did they be defeated？
我一定是败
，Surely they'll be defeated。
最好我没有死以前看他是败。
The best before I die, I'll see that。
不久他死了
he died,
日本人还没失败
and the Japanese have been defeated,
但是后来呢
but later on,
日本失败
Japanese was defeated,
就是这样
that's it,
政权
the government,
超越的时候
when it transcends,
到一个界限
up to a certain limit,
神知道
God knows,
过了以后
so no, it transcends now,
上帝说再等一段时间
and God said wait for a little while,
我一同算账
then I'll deal with it once and for all,
我们不能开玩笑
we do not kid with God,
那么你说我是基督徒最后一个问题
The last question is, I'm a Christian.
我可以参加革命吗
？Can I participate in revolution?
以后再解答好不好
？We answer later on.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊。